Kansas City's classic rock station, 101 The Fox. Good morning, Slacker, with you here. Well, Sunday, the Chiefs will be hosting, after a couple of games on the road, the dreaded Patriots. They'll be here for a late afternoon matchup, and there will be somebody that will garner the MVP game ball. But today, we are going to be showcasing one of our union members in the greater Kansas City building and trades with the MVP. And I'm very pleased to welcome my partner throughout the NFL season and beyond, the business manager of the greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, the lovely Elise Martini. Elise, welcome.
Good morning, Slacker. And yes, partnership for a long time.
You know what? I've got a lot of phone calls from folks who have known our MVPs over the last few weeks that we've been spotlighting, and it's kind of fun to be able to give shout outs to all of the men and women of labor who are listening to us this morning. Tell us a little bit about the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council MVP.
Every week we are highlighting an MVP member of the week, and this week we are so blessed that it is from Ironworkers Local 10. So they're the ones that build those buildings, put up the structure, and his name is Tony Hunter, and he's been nominated by his local. So we're really excited with Tony this week.
Well, let's welcome Tony here this morning. First of all, Tony, welcome to the Slacker Morning Show.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Elise, tell us a little bit about Tony.
Tony is actually an over 30-year member. I believe he started in 1989, and I didn't know Tony until the day also. You know, there's 24,000 of us working out there that are union men and women, so unfortunately, I don't know all of them.
Sure.
But he was nominated by Dave Coleman, the business manager of Local 10, because of everything he's done. He has moved his way from starting as an apprentice, moving all the way up as a journeyman, and now runs work for a company. And they said that he is the fairest person out there, that he looks forward and makes sure that the men and women on those jobs are treated fairly, as well as the contractor is treated fairly. So it's a win-win everywhere Tony goes.
Well, let's meet this week's MVP, Mr. Tony Hunter. First of all, Tony, tell us a little bit about your time with the Ironworkers.
Well, I got in 1989, like she said. Just went through the apprenticeship program, worked up and made a journeyman. Had guys take me under their wing, taught me how to read the blueprints, got me started, made me a foreman. And to this day, without those guys looking out for me, today as it is now, I'm a superintendent, managing a company now from, they came here, they're in Wisconsin, and they're trusting me to run their company here in Kansas City for them.
Spotlighting this week's MVP, Tony Hunter, our guest this morning, one of the Ironworkers Local 10. And as I understand it, you mentioned all of the folks who have helped you along the way, but you are a mentor to so many, and that is one of the many reasons we chose to highlight your time in the local. Tell us about some of the things you do on your own time.
Years ago, my kids are grown now. I used to coach baseball, Little League, kept them all going. But now, you know, I got the grandchildren, so most of my time is going home, doing family work, and spending time with the wife and with my grandchildren.
Well, Tony, on behalf of all of the listeners at 101 The Fox, the Greater Kansas City Building and Trades Council, we want to say thank you for your time, the Ironworkers specifically, for all you have done in the building of and moving of our city. And we want to literally give you the MVP game ball. Tony Hunter, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, which, you know, I know there's probably some other Ironworkers out there that should have this too, but I'm honored to be able to get this. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Elise, for those listening who might want to find out more information about the building and trades here in the greater Kansas City area, how can people do that?
Well, we are always looking at recruiting the best and the most skilled out there to go to work for any of the trades. And so the best way is we have a website, which is beunion.com. That's BEYOUNION.com. And you can go through there or give us a call at our office, 816-836-8485. Tony's very humble, and that's why he was nominated. I mean, he helped with the right to work battle that we had several years ago. And even now dedicates Saturdays to go down to the apprenticeship program and teaches his future workforce. So Tony is what we are looking for. And anyone that's interested in being an MVP, contact your local union and you can get yourself nominated, or they can nominate you to be just like Tony.
Be proud, be strong, and be union. Our MVP this week, Mr. Tony Hunter. Brother, it is a pleasure and an honor to meet you, and look forward to seeing some of the other things that get built around Kansas City from the Ironworkers Local 10.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and thanks. I appreciate it.
Elise Martini, my partner, we will do it all again next week and showcase another great member in the greater Kansas City area.
Absolutely. It's always a highlight to see you every week. Thank you.
Every game day, lock it in on 101 The Fox and leave it alone for the best classic rock in Kansas City. 101 The Fox.